This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The new Bethel police chief was in town last night. Richard Simmons talked with several residents in a meet-and-greet session right before the city council meeting. Because he's still an employee of the Fort Worth Police Department, Simmons said there were topics he would wait to talk about until he becomes a Bethel police officer. But he did say he's a fan of Acting Police Chief Amy Davis and the way her department practices what's known as community policing.
Y'all know who your officers are, you know the names of your officers, and you know how to deal with the problems that come up in the community in partnership with your police department. For problems that are appropriate for the police department. There's a lot of social problems that the police department isn't the one that should be solving.
Simmons emphasized partnerships and police officers being a part of the community. He said he will make the full move to Bethel sometime in July. In the city council meeting that followed, several Bethel residents spoke out about the protests that have continued after the death of George Floyd, a black man killed by Minneapolis police. Melanie Fredericks wanted to see the Bethel Police Department revisit training for officers, recruit more locally, and interact more with the community.
I hope that you all will commit to creating time and space to have these really important discussions about what's happening throughout our country right now.
The city council also took action to allow for by-mail elections, passed a budget, and made plans to use the city's $8.4 million of CARES Act funding. Councilmember Alyssa Leary made clear that council's action last night only opened the door for a by-mail election.
This does not mean our next election will be a by-mail election. This means we will have the option to.
City Clerk Lori Strickler, who oversees the city's elections, said she would only recommend a by-mail election if she didn't have enough election officials willing to work or if she wasn't able to provide a polling location. She said most of the election workers are retired and at high risk for COVID-19. She said she had confirmed the Lower Kuskokwim School District office as one polling location, but said the Cultural Center may not be available. Hugh Diment was the sole council member who dissented. He said by-mail elections have the potential for fraud. He said he knows his family members' voters' IDs, which would enable him to vote using their ballots. Diment also didn't like how a by-mail election takes away voting options.
It forces someone to vote by mail and doesn't let people come in to vote. And so that's problematic for me.
Strickler said if this election is conducted by mail, voting centers would be open 14 days ahead of election day to provide translation and clarification on ballot measures. If the council wants this October's election to be conducted by mail, it would have to pass another ordinance 60 days ahead of the election. City Council also voted to formally accept $8.4 million in CARES Act funding and directed the city manager to work with the Bethel Community Services Foundation to help spend that amount.
We have too much money.
City Manager Vinnie Carrazza said with such a large amount of money, the city could use the foundation's help in processing grant applications and prioritizing projects for funding. Carrazza already has some ideas for spending the CARES Act money and is looking for more suggestions from the public at a town hall set for June 18th at 10 a.m. in the ONC Multipurpose Building. One use the city has found for its CARES Act funding is paying taxis to give private cab rides to elders. Carrazza said starting June 15th until October 31st, elders can come to City Hall to obtain private cab coupons. Elders will purchase the coupons for the price of a normal cab ride. The cab driver can then redeem the coupon to compensate for not picking up additional passengers. Councilmember Haley Hansen said the coupon program sounded inconvenient for elders because they will have to plan out their cab rides and make trips to City Hall.
It benefits the cab company, and it benefits making it easier on the city. And what we're supposed to be doing is making it easier on elders in the community and people who have underlying health issues or people who just want to be safe, and cabs are the way they get around.
Hansen also said the city should expand the private cab program to everyone in Bethel who is concerned about the health risk of sharing cabs. City Manager Carrazza made a number of personnel announcements, with Acting Police Chief Amy Davis leaving after this week and new Police Chief Richard Simmons arriving sometime in July. Carrazza named himself Acting Police Chief to complete administrative tasks. A few weeks ago, he had also designated himself Acting Finance Director. Telling the council he's got too much on his plate, he installed the city's grant manager, John Sargent, as Acting Finance Director and said Sargent could switch jobs permanently if he liked. Council members questioned why Carrazza didn't advertise for the position and expressed concern about turnover in the grant manager position. To end the meeting, Carrazza announced plans for the 4th of July. He said the carnival at Pinky's Park would be canceled this year, but the city is planning on having a parade. Carrazza said the route will be lengthened so attendees can practice social distancing while watching. Participants can now begin to register the vehicles or floats with the city. Next, in Kuskokwim River fishing news, KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has this update.
There will be three drift gill net openings along the Kuskokwim River from the mouth to the Yukon Delta National Refuge boundary at Aniak. Each opening will last 12 hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The dates are June 12th, June 15th, and June 18th. Regulations for the rest of the river, from the refuge boundary at Aniak upstream to the headwaters, will be different. Beginning June 12th, this upper section will open to gill nets full-time until further notice. Drift gill nets must be 6-inch mesh or less and may not exceed 45 meshes in depth. Upstream of the Johnson River, nets may not exceed 150 feet in length. Downstream of the Johnson, nets may not exceed 300 feet in length. When the river is closed, subsistence users can still fish but with limited gear, using rod and reel, dip nets, beach seines, and fish wheels. Any king salmon caught with these methods downstream of the refuge boundary can be kept for harvest. The salmon run is in its initial push up the Kuskokwim and growing stronger by the day. Harvest jumps significantly between the first two 24-hour set gillnet openings on June 3rd and June 6th. Federal biologists estimate fishermen harvested about 180 kings during the first opening and no other salmon species. These estimates are from along the Kuskokwim main stem from Tuntutuliak to the Kuskokwak Y. During the next opening, just 3 days later, federal biologists estimate fishermen harvested about 570 kings, along with about 90 chum and 30 reds along the Kuskokwim main stem from Tuntutuliak to Akiak. Surveyors with the Bethel ONC tribe interviewed fishermen at the Bethel Boat Harbor during the openings. On June 3rd, fishermen on average reported harvesting less than one king and no other salmon species. On June 6th, fishermen on average reported harvesting 2.3 kings, along with less than one chum and less than one red. Compliance with fishing regulations has increased. Last year, 18 nets were confiscated during the early openings, mostly for being too long. This year, Alaska wildlife troopers confiscated only 2 nets during the June 3rd and 6th set net openings. One net was seized in a non-salmon spawning tributary for floating past the 100-yard boundary. The net has since been returned to its owner. The other net was confiscated near Akiachuk for being too long. That net did not have a name on its buoy and is being held at the Bethel Trooper Post. The owner can call the post and troopers will return it to Akiachuk during their patrols. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News. We apologize for the operator error that resulted in Friday's newscast being replayed Monday and part of Tuesday. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.